Welcome to a behind-the-scenes episode of The PA Is In. These are episodes that are a little less scripted, a little less formal teaching, and a lot more of me sharing my thoughts with you about life and work and parenting and values and a lot of the subjects that we cover in deeper detail in the full episodes. First of all, if you are new here, welcome to the show. We are so glad that you found us on the wide world of the internet over on this little corner where we are talking about work-life balance, financial independence, following your heart, figuring out what your values are, and not falling prey to comparing yourself, your life, and your career to the people around you. Are you a burnt-out healthcare worker, busy mom, or someone just wanting to simply self-care as much as possible? I have an answer that will simplify your makeup regimen and give you that glow and confidence you deserve. Saint Beauty is custom makeup for your whole face that comes in one single compact. It's lightweight, quick, easy to use, and amazing for all ages and skin types. Best of all, you get a PA, my friend Alyssa, as your makeup bestie to help along the way. To simplify your morning makeup routine, head to the link in the show notes for your free color match consult with Alyssa. So today I want to tell you a little story about me and skiing. So if you are new here, skiing is something that I adore. It is a life-giving sport and hobby of mine. It is something that I've been doing for 30 years. After taking a little break when I was pregnant with the littles and had really little babies at home, I am in probably my third or fourth season back on snow. I'm teaching my kids to ski. I am breeding a tiny army of outdoor loving human beings because I want to spend time outdoors and I also want to spend time with my kiddos. Yesterday, I happened to have the opportunity to ski by myself. So I ski pretty aggressively and I ski as often as possible. We live in Pennsylvania and our winter is not that long. So if it is cold, if they are making snow, if it is natural snow, I am at the mountain. I try to be there as much as possible. My favorite time to be there is first thing in the morning. Because you beat the crowds, because you get in line with other people who are serious about skiing, who set their alarm, who got up and got there for that first chair. Now, a couple of seasons ago, I started to realize that the other people that were there at rope drop at that first chair when they first opened the chairlift was the same group of guys. A lot of them were retired, some of them were younger, but I was consistently seeing the same guys every Monday and Tuesday when I was up at the mountain skiing. And I thought, you know, these guys seem to all know each other. They're coming regularly. I kind of want to get in with this crew. I want to be a part of that group of people. They seem, you know, fun. They seem really cool. I want to be with them. So one day I said, hey, if I go up there and those guys are there, I'm going to introduce myself to them. I'm going to say, hey, can I take a couple runs with you? And I'm going to break into their circle. So I got there probably 5 minutes after the first chair, and I spent the first hour to 2 hours of my day skiing trying to catch up with this group of guys. So they were just a little bit in front of me, and honestly, I don't even think they were skiing that much faster than I was. They just started a little ahead. So I would get to the top, and they would have taken off. I would get to the bottom, and they would be on the lift. It was like I was just missing them again and again. This was probably my least favorite day of skiing during that season. Now, why is that? That happened because I was focusing on someone else and not on myself. Normally when I'm skiing, I'm living in the moment. I am enjoying the outdoors and this sport and the snow and the experience. And on this day, when I spent this time chasing these group of guys, I did not have fun. Because I was prioritizing someone else's values and the way that they wanted to ski over the way that I wanted to ski. So I was skiing yesterday and I saw this group of guys and I thought, oh, there they are. And I didn't feel like I needed to be a part of that group of people. I didn't feel like I needed to ski the way that they were skiing. And I didn't feel like I needed to compromise my own values and living in the moment of my own life. So they say that comparison is the thief of joy. But why is that? Why is it that when we compare ourselves to other people's careers, to other people's lives, to the specialty that someone else works in, to the way that other people's kids behave at the grocery store, that comparison is stealing our joy? Because joy comes in a moment where you are fully present and focusing on the people that you love, the thing that you're doing in that moment. And when we're busy comparing ourselves to other people's lives, we are not living in the moment in our own life. Now, I spend a lot of time sort of worrying about other people's opinions, and I definitely have wasted a lot of time and energy comparing my life and my career and my own personal journey with other people's journeys. So let this serve as a reminder to you that living in the moment and finding joy in the place that you are, whether you're having the best year or a hard time, finding joy in those small moments, being present in those moments is the way that you can really focus on and prioritize your own life, your own values, and your own career. Thank you, as always, for tuning in to another episode of The PA Is In. If you love this episode, could you do me a favor and share it with someone that you love who maybe has spent some time talking to you about the way they're comparing themselves to others, or maybe they just need a reminder to live in the moment and to be present in their own life. If you love the show, leaving us a 5-star review and a couple of written words on iTunes helps other people like you to find the show, to be inspired, and to feel connected to other providers who are trying to live their very best lives. This PA is out because I am going skiing.